Welcome to the History of North America. I'm Mark Vinette. In anthropology, first contact is the initial meeting of two communities previously without contact with one another. Stimulating, intelligent, and lively debates have arisen online in many history groups regarding this podcast and several of its episodes dealing with first contact and the age of discovery, or what I call the age of exploration. The comments are too many for me to read here and now, but I wish to take this opportunity to thank everyone who is participating in debating the controversial and contentious issues regarding the early years of culture shock and clash of civilizations that took place 5 centuries ago on the North American continent. A few followers applaud the removal of statues and place names that offend certain modern sensibilities, while others disagree. And some vehemently. Viewer EJ from Tunisia categorically posits, quote, "Excising names and tearing down statues is something that we saw in the Soviet Union. Why do some take the moral system of the present, not factor in the physical difficulties of the pre-industrial past, and pass judgment on the dead that cannot reply, argue back, or defend themselves?" End quote. CB from Toronto argues passionately that, quote, "The elimination of imbalanced societal collective guilt for past transgressions will require the deconstruction of the existing bureaucracy and the dismissal of the Aboriginal victimhood industry. We should stop prostrating ourselves in sackcloth and ashes and mutilating our national history and demanding others, such as our southern neighbor, to do so as well. In fact, while far from the most exciting history of any nation, Canada's is among the least blameworthy. We have effectively reached the point where what Canadians should be embarrassed about is the level of confected embarrassment in which we are now wallowing. Other than a very few religious figures, there is no one of whom a statue has been erected who has not committed acts which, if overemphasized, could not be cited as justification for removing their statues. Smearing our ancestors and ourselves with muck is not a policy and is counterproductive. We have been bewitched by political charlatans and weaklings into squandering our national energies in these ridiculous cul-de-sacs." End quote. Viewer VC from New Jersey states the following. "The age of encounter in North America instigated the inadvertent spread of infectious disease, which tragically sounded the death knell for certain native cultures, but simultaneously created new hybrid cultures, a rich mixture of both indigenous and European influences, a merger we are the richer for today." ADG penned the following from Greece. "It is commonly said that Columbus discovered America. It would be more accurate, perhaps, to say that he introduced the Americas to Western Europe during his 4 voyages to the region between 1492 and 1502. History buff N.W. from Pakistan concludes, "History is not a zero-sum game. One does not have to hate the Spanish Empire in order to love the native Mesoamerican empires. Both empires can be appreciated and criticized simultaneously." A Patreon listener inquired about the many collaborations I've done so far with other history podcasters. It's true that I've had the pleasure of collaborating in some way with many excellent podcasters, and by the way, the total number so far exceeds 40. I've posted the entire list of these wonderful collaborators for your perusal and enjoyment on patreon.com/markvinette, including a few of my audio comments on the world of podcasting, exclusively made available to our lovely Patreon members. Did you know that word of mouth is the best way to grow a podcast? It helps us expand our audience by getting us more notice and keeps us going and growing. So please, folks, spread the word to family and friends. And remember, all positive ratings, reviews, feedback, and comments are appreciated. This helps us reach new listeners and attract more people to discover this series. Listener RP is doing his part with this recent online public announcement. Why not check out the History of North America podcast? The show is already 60 episodes in and is taking a deep dive into the stories which emerged as European settlers encountered the New World, as well as those from native civilizations. Mark regularly gets other voices on his show to give the stories a different flavor. Why don't you give them a listen? Regarding the other voices on this show, a longtime follower asks, "Dear Mark, I like your guest storytellers, podcasters, and historians. How do you go about selecting them?" Well, firstly, I really enjoy aggregating relevant content and perusing the many sources to identify what might be interesting to share with my audience. In the case of a pertinent audio recording, I listen to it many times before editing to fit my style and hopefully satisfy you, the audience. When I turn to outside sources, I always provide the source during the program or in the show notes. Recent selections include The Mariner of Saint-Malo, a chronicle of the voyages of Jacques Cartier by Stephen Leacock. Born in England and educated in Canada and the United States, writer Stephen Leacock was the best-known English-speaking humorist in the world during the early decades of the last century. American comedic icon Jack Benny recounted how he had been introduced to Leacock's writing by Groucho Marx when they were both young vaudeville comedians. Benny acknowledged Leacock's influence and, 50 years after first reading him, still considered Leacock one of his favorite comic writers. While a professor at my alma mater, McGill University in Montreal, Leacock turned his writing talents to serious works of academic historical nonfiction, which I have recently been sharing with the audience of this series. Another source is Charles Morris, an early 20th century American journalist, novelist, and writer of popular historical textbooks. He also compiled a series of historical tales of retold legends and historical events meant to be read for enjoyment rather than used as textbooks. I pick and choose amongst his multi-volume opus the best, most relevant, and interesting tales to share with my audience, including the fascinating stories about Hernán Cortés. So far, the reaction to these compelling works has been very positive. I'm glad you all enjoy them. Of course, these gripping tales must be placed in the context of their author's time, place, and biases. Does he possess the absolute truth regarding these events? Of course not. He is but one qualified voice interpreting the past, albeit, one must say, with dramatic flair, flowery prose, exalted lofty language, skillful verbiage, and panache. I enjoy discovering and sharing with you the wide variety of unique historical points of view, opinions, interpretations, and presentation styles of past and present authors, historians, commentators, and fellow podcasters. HR from Pasadena, California, poses me the following question. Dear Mark, we often hear you sprinkle your episodes with French words and phrases. Do you speak the language fluently? Yes, I do, HR. I read, write, and speak French as I do English. My mother is British and my father is of French ancestry. From a young age, I was immersed in both languages and cultures, making me bicultural and bilingual. On that note, let me read you a short message from one of this podcast's French-speaking listeners, NC, who kindly wrote, "Vraiment génial, ces podcasts. Merci." BW from Southampton, England, also gets personal. "Hey Mark, you seem difficult to pin down. Are you political in any way?" "I try to be an apolitical historian who investigates and interprets the past. I avoid analyzing the present and predicting the future. I'm not professionally interested or involved in current politics." Here's a short message from KL, one of our young YouTube viewers. "Hey Mark, it's always fun to talk about dead people." Good one, KL, and thanks for watching. And now, an Apple 5-star review from PMJ. "Keep it up, Mark. Quality history podcasts are hard to come by. This one is well-researched and deserves a listen. Can't wait to see where the podcast goes. Please check out the YouTube channel as well." MP also gave a 5-star review, calling this series informative, concise, and exceptional. Mark is truly embarking on something special here. Somehow, he manages to pack his episodes full of so much engaging and well-researched content, delivered with flair, and yet still keeps the episodes tight and concise. Thoroughly delving into the history of North America, definitely a unique space when it comes to history podcasts, covering a wide range of topics, people, and events. MJ's five-star review describes this program as well thought through and adds, this is a fascinating podcast to listen to. It manages to go in directions you didn't expect, and you are glad for the pacing. It doesn't feel like a work of obligation, but of passion for the subject matter. One listen, and you'll be hooked. And finally, HIF from New Zealand generously posted this five-star review. A strong start. The History of North America by Mark Vinette is a new show, but is already showing great promise. Episodes are concise and to the point, which is great for newcomers. Over time, I expect the show will grow to become a valuable resource for interested listeners around the world. Podcast listening app Player FM USA has just published its 50 best North America podcasts for 2021, and The History of North America is number one. Wow! We now have listeners and viewers in over 110 countries and continue to climb the ranking charts of many nations, including Denmark and Great Britain. We reached number 26 in the Czech Republic and number 14 in Greece. Come join me and my numerous friends and followers on social media via markvinette.com. One of the distinctive features of this show, I'm happy to say, is the quality of the questions, comments, and reviews, which indicates to me the high value of our audience. I appreciate all my intelligent, engaged, and discerning listeners and viewers around the world. You make the hard work worthwhile. My deepest thanks and gratitude for your support.